para español. Oprima 2. Your call may be monitored and recorded to ensure quality customer service. If you are an existing GoDaddy customer, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Domains or a dedicated business phone number, press 1. To build a website or pick the perfect hosting plan, press 2. For professional email or to add new users to your existing email, press 3. For SSL certificates or website security, press 4. To speak with an expert about growing your small business, press 5. For everything else, including help with search engine rankings and marketing tools, press 6. Sorry for the delay. Our representatives are helping customers just like you make a statement on the web. Your call is just as important to us. Please stay on the line, and a representative will be with you soon. Your estimated wait time is 5 minutes. If you prefer to hold without music, press the pound or hash sign now. Did you know with GoDaddy you can sell online, in person, or both? Fast as the next business day, anytime a customer buys your product or service. Ask your representative about accepting payments with the lowest fees in the industry. And can't wait to exceed your expectations. Please remain on the line, and we will be with you shortly.
A first name and a customer number.
Yeah, William Payne. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Right, okay, yeah, it was having. Oh, the cell phone's back. All right, yes, I can have you. I'm not a customer, but I'm being, I think, harassed, okay, by GoDaddy here. It's 5228337. That was about a year and a half ago. A customer number, but I stopped doing business with GoDaddy about the first of 2021 because the reason is I got a threatening phone call. Well, I got to talk to Victor, a manager. And he said either I was going to accept a new agreement or he was going to remove the website at that time. My website at that time, I decided to leave GoDaddy. And this is after about, well, I think I started in 2006, something like that. And so I moved to Green Geeks, but I got an email yesterday. And let me read the topic. ProSeFights.org will be canceled on 5/17/2022. And then it said, click here to save them. Well, I'm not a customer. I can't log on. And I wonder what I should do.
Okay, so you said you can't log on. Do you have your four-digit PIN by any chance?
No, I don't. I haven't been a customer for a year and a half.
All right. What about the B, like Bravo, at Comcast.net email address you have on file?
That has been, GoDaddy has retained that. And I would like to have it removed.
You don't have access?
What?
I don't have access to that email?
Yes, I do. That's where I got the threatening email yesterday.
Okay, so the reason why I'm asking you these questions, sir, is so I can help us get into the account and really see what's going on and, you know, stump this out. So,
I understand.
Let's see. So, what I need you to do is actually log into the account, and I can help you do that, only because the PIN number is in there. But let me see if there's another route. Let me see.
Okay. We've gone through this before. In fact, it had two-step verification. And one of your managers said,
perfect.
Oh, you want to get rid of that. Well, I did, and I never got a response from them.
I just sent you a code to that Comcast.net email. Could you read that to me, please?
Yeah, just a minute. Okay, here, I have to... Okay, I see the one up. Patriot, let me... your name again was? Antoine. Okay. I was blocking out. Yeah, I remember that. Okay, read all emails. Aha, here's a PIN. Okay, the PIN is... 727194.
Perfect. I am in, William. All right, let's see what's going on here.
Thank you.
Of course.
Oh, by the way, GoDaddy was great until Bob Parsons left.
I hear that a lot.
Yeah, no. Apparently, the reason I signed up with them is I was told that Bob Parsons protects his customers.
Let's see. Okay, so you do have a hosting in here, and that's about it. So, the main thing, did you need this account closed out entirely?
Yes. In fact, I moved ProSeFights.org to... Green Geeks, and it was one of GoDaddy's employees in India, a real nice guy, okay, and I said, I'm having trouble. Oh, he said, look, I'll do it, and he did it immediately.
Okay, so I know I can start canceling these renewals right now, but I do want to make sure that we don't charge you anything else, because this account's been open for a while, so you have some grandfathered products in here that have not been removed. So I do got to put in a request for this, so that way we don't keep charging you and sending you emails about that, okay?
Okay, hey, another thing, too, is GoDaddy has hacked the site. If you look at prosafights.org, okay, let me see if I have a... Here, open a... Chrome here. Yeah, no, Antoine, you know, it's kind of a bad scene in the sense, you know, that Victor just said, you know, you're going to accept this or, you know. Okay, here we go. Okay, let's hear. Okay, okay, here's the what I'm looking at, which you can look at it too. GoDaddy up to the left, prosafights.org is available on GoDaddy auctions. Get this domain.
Right.
Okay, and it should not be. I mean, it was transferred over to Green Geeks. And Green Geeks isn't doing anything about it either. And I've I'm paying them, okay?
It doesn't look like it transferred. It actually expired last month on April 18th, which is you got that notice.
I'm saying, okay, I was never asked to renew it or anything.
Did you need it activated? Because the site would be turned right back on if we do this.
Okay, yes, activated.
All right, so because it is in auction, I do have to pull it out. Do you have a new payment method ready for me, as there's not a current one on file?
How much is it?
It's normally $22 per year.
Okay.
However, there may be a redemption fee due to it being expired for just about 30 days. Today's actually one of the last days we could reactivate it before it gets deleted entirely.
Well, what if it gets deleted entirely? Can I reclaim it?
You can reclaim it, but after about a 90-day period, if nobody else purchases it.
I don't like this one bit. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of restrictions on these domains. Okay. And it's kind of bad because it's not our rules. It's ICANN.org's rules.
Well, just a minute. Let me think about it. I'm reaching for a credit card, okay? But let me think about it for shortly, okay?
Yeah, sure thing. I'm right here. I'm still trying to
Keep
things up for you.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, I've set down the phone and I'm reaching.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what's happening here, because I'm not very, well, here, since I think 2006 was when I did business with GoDaddy until about 2021, and, you know, every year or so like that, I get this additional bill for $22 or something like that to renew it. Okay, I never got anything from Green Geeks. As a matter of fact, I've been posting some things on Green Geeks critical of wind and solar. And so when I took and went to renew it, they wouldn't accept my credit card for a long time. And finally, some manager and a couple of other employees got in and said, yeah, it's a good credit card number and things like that, and we have it. And so am I wondering if they purposely did not renew it. Okay, so this would happen. Still there, Antoine?
Sorry about that. I was adjusting my headset. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Thanks.
Perfect.
Okay, tell me how much.
I got to check right now to see if there is a redemption fee. Remember, after 10 days of expiration, which would be April 28th in this case, 10 days after.
I don't think I was notified.
Thrown into an... What?
I think what happened
is... Well, we sent you emails. you're currently logged into, but
I'm no longer. I was no longer a customer, though. Why?
Well, you are because your domain is still here. Theprosfights.org. It's still the domain you need, correct?
It was transferred to Green Geeks.
I don't think they ever accepted the transfer, if that's the case, then, because it's...
Well, I've been using it. It's been appearing as prosafights.org for a year and a half.
Yeah, I mean, it'll pop up. You can have the website elsewhere and a domain somewhere else. It's just your site goes down if it ever expires, which in this case it has, and that's why it says GoDaddy. You know, has this domain in auction when you type in your .org domain name. Your site is not here, just the domain. But we need to renew it, properly transfer it.
Can you do that?
Then we can close everything out.
Can you do that now?
Well, I can definitely get the process started. It just starts with getting it out of the auctions, but I was explaining why there might be an additional fee. It's usually around a one-time $80 fee to pull it out of auctions after 10 days of expiration. It's currently 29 days of expiration. So I'm going to go see if that's valid, or if there even is a fee, and if it can be waived.
So yeah, well, so thank you, because I have emails into Green Geek saying, hey, what's going on here, you know? Can you please fix.
Right. Yeah, so, probably so, related to this.
Okay, yeah, so see if you can do this because of the fact that, well, here's another kind of sensitive thing. I'm one of the three authors of the Boeing 767 software certification policy in 1980. Okay, and I've been posting, and also I'm a retired from Sandia Labs, and what I've been posting is I was reading what they were doing with the 737, and somebody posted and said, hey, there's Linux Mint is running on a 737, okay, huh? And one of the rules that with the hardware certification standards for Boeing, the hardware, Boeing hardware engineer software standards required that all software modules be one page of code or less, no greater than one page. And that standards has been in force before 1960, and then after 1980, because I saw it in 1980 being one of the co-authors. Well, if you look at the way that C and C++ programmers do, they don't like, you know, well, they don't
right.
have, yeah, and incidentally, after getting out of Sandia, I wrote Windows device drivers for about 10 years. I'm ISO 9002 certified in C, C++, and WDM drivers and assembler.
Wow.
Okay. Another thing, too, I wrote books for Sandia Labs, and my last one is Embedded Controller 4th for the 8051 family. Since Sandia Laboratories builds an 8051 in a rad-hard version, and that's why I was assigned to do this work by Sandia. And so, you know, and so I've been posting in FAA, and NTSB are not very cooperative. They won't give information under the Freedom of Information Act about the module size. I've been posting that. And so, hey, see if you can get the fee waived, okay? And then let's proceed on, okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll be right back.
Don't get bit.
No, the mailman might, though.
Okay.
Give me a minute, and I'll be right back.
Sure, sure, sir.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Antoine? What's happening?
Hello, hello?
Huh? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Antoine, can you hear me? I can't hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Not sure if you're muted.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?